probably using a lot of your cooking.
That's our onions.
Yeah.
We used to go out and get the old green tops and eat them with a piece of cornbread, and we came into school. Delicious.
You cut the green top off of it?
No, you don't cut the green top off. You eat part of that green top to it with a piece of cornbread.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was delicious.
Gosh, I've never tried it.
Now we always run and get the mouthwash after we eat that onion, but back then everybody ate onions, didn't know no better.
As long as everybody ate it, it was okay.
That's right.
What about, let's see, do you grow any kind of beans in your garden?
Oh yeah, we grow plenty of beans. Last year I canned about 300 quarts. I canned for all my children,
what
you see.
What kind of beans?
Green beans. And they work, you know, in public work, and so I just take them to the cannery now and can them. See, when we first started canning them, as I say, when I was a girl, we started in the water bath.
Uh-huh.
Then we came up step with a pressure cooker. And then after my husband retired, we have a cannery here in Cherokee County that you can can in the tin cans, and I take them to the cannery and can them.
Mm-hmm.
I can potatoes, I can apples, I can anything to be soup,
mm-hmm.
vegetable soup.
I bet you make good vegetables too.
Well, I used to make a lot of it, but I got kind of lazy here in my older days.
Oh,
you know, I'm not dead with old age, but I'm getting kind of lazy.
It.
I won't have anything to take to the cannery this year because the dry weather has hit so.
Mm-hmm. Do you grow lettuce back there?
Yes, we have our lettuce, and we have very good cabbage. We grow some fine potatoes.
What would be the word you would use to say how lettuce grows?
In the head.
Does cabbage grow like that?
Yeah, cabbage grows to make a head too. We have fall cabbage. You could bank your cabbage.
Uh-huh.
You could put brush and then put a little dirt on top of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of bank your cabbage and keep the cold weather from them till late into the year.
Mm-hmm.
But we take our potatoes up and we put them in a pit in the where they'll be cool, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the summertime after we dig them. And I usually have potatoes the year round to cook with. Taters.
Taters.
Taters. We used to say taters when we was a child,
mm-hmm.
for short.
Uh-huh.
And so many ways you can cook these potatoes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of anything you can cook a thousand ways but potatoes.
Yeah. Well, like most people still say, like sweet tater pie.
Yeah. Tater pie.
That. If somebody had seven boys and seven girls, what would you would say he had a what of children? What would be your word to express that?
I'd say he had a house full.
He would.
He would. He'd have a gang.
Have you ever heard of the word passel? P-A-S-S-E-L. Passel.
Now, it's according to what it means, it sounds to me.
In reference to a lot of children, if you
a passel of children.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that expression.
What does it mean to you?
To me, it means quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
About like them 14 we were talking about.
Right.
They were a passel of my brothers and sisters and I.
Yeah.
A passel of my
passel,
children. Yeah. Six of my children. You know, most folks now believe if you have one or two, you have a crowd,
uh-huh.
of children. And you got too many, but I never did have too many. I had six, and I never had too many.
Yeah.
I had a lot of children I took in, too.
Mm-hmm. This is something I know you know a lot about. I looked in your garden, and there's stalks of stuff out there. What is it?
Okra.
Okay,
corn.
Okay.
Rochneers.
What's that?
Rochneer. Old people used to say Rochneers. It's a corn. That's a cob of corn.
I wonder where that word came from.
I think that must have come back from the first settlers. You know, even the Indians roasted corn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that probably come from back then because as a small child, I heard the word Rochneer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just common. We didn't say much about corn unless they were talking about planting it, and then
mm-hmm.
they'd say corn.